All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Went 9-5 in week number 5. I did not get things started on the right foot in week number 6, as I picked the Atlanta Falcons to remain undefeated last night and defeat the New Orleans Saints. However, it was the other way around, as the Saints were able to defeat the Falcons at home by the score of 31-21. Now, we have four teams who are in the midst of their bye in week number 6, but we still have some great action on tap for Sunday afternoon, as well as a Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 6 in the National Football League. Now, the 2-3 Washington Redskins will be traveling to MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, to take on the 3-1 New York Jets. Gangrene comes into this game favored by 7.5 over Washington, but at the same time, the Jets are coming off of their bye week, and this is a team, sometimes when they come off of their bye week, they tend to be a little bit flat, especially since they went into their bye on such a high in defeating the Miami Dolphins over in Wembley Stadium a few weeks ago. For the Jets to come out and get on track, they have to establish their running game with Chris Ivory, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, their quarterback, must not go out there and try to put this team on his back single-handedly. On the flip side, you look at this Jets defense and how they will more than likely be able to put some pressure on Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins to really dictate things in this game. I feel this is going to be a very tight affair. I think the Jets come out flat and they rally to defeat the Redskins by the score of 24-23. Now, the 4-1 Arizona Cardinals will be traveling to the Steel City to take on the 3-2 Pittsburgh Steelers. Both of these teams were victorious on the road last week. The Cardinals won last Sunday against the Detroit Lions, while the Steelers pulled it out in epic fashion this past Monday night against the San Diego Chargers. Due to the fact that Arizona did not want to go back home, they stayed in the East Coast time zone this week to get adjusted and get prepared to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I look at the defenses in this game. Will this Pittsburgh defense be able to put enough pressure on Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer, who is not the most mobile guy back there in the pocket, and frustrate him? You look at this Cardinals defense, and will they be able to confuse veteran quarterback Michael Vick for the Steelers? But you look at Vick, and the more that the weeks go by, the more comfortable he is getting back there at quarterback for Pittsburgh. And thus, he's simply relying on the playmakers around him. I'm talking about running back Le'Veon Bell, along with wide receiver Antonio Brown. I think the Steelers defensively can go out there and force some pressure on Carson Palmer, force him into making some mistakes. And thus, I'm going to take Pittsburgh at home in this one by the score of 27-23. Now, the 1-4 Kansas City Chiefs travel to take on the 2-2 Minnesota Vikings. And after winning their first game of the season, things have gone downhill rather quickly for the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, last week, they lost star running back Jamaal Charles for the entire season as he suffered an ACL injury. And Charles was the heart and soul of this Chiefs offense. So Kansas City head coach Andy Reid has to find a way to really rally his troops. Minnesota is coming off of a bye week, and you look at their defense, they are going to be licking their chops as far as putting pressure on Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith. Kansas City's defense will have their hands full with Vikings running back Adrian Peterson, who is back with a vengeance this season. And thus, I'm going to take Minnesota at home in this one by the score of 27-17. Now, the undefeated Cincinnati Bengals roll into Western New York with a record of 5-0 to take on the 3-2 Buffalo Bills. Now, there's one thing about Buffalo's head coach Rex Ryan. He's loud, he's boisterous, and he goes out there and gives his team plenty of confidence. I look at this Bills defense to try to put some pressure on Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton to try to rattle him, because as what we've seen in the past, Dalton can get rattled. But at the same time, this season, maybe, just maybe, we are seeing a new edition of Andy Dalton, as he is simply not trying to go out there and do too much by himself for the Bengals, which is a big-time reason why they are still undefeated. At the same time, you look at this Cincinnati defense led by Geno Atkins on that defensive line and Carlos Dunlap. I look for them to put a ton of pressure on EJ Manuel. Not Tyrod Taylor in this game, who is injured for the Bills, but EJ Manuel at quarterback, and force him into making some mistakes. And I also want to see, would expect to see them take away the Bills' running game and make Manuel defeat them single-handedly. Buffalo will play with passion, but right now Cincinnati is simply the better team. And I'm going to take the Bengals on the road by the score of 24-20. Now, the 2-3 Chicago Bears travel to the Motor City to take on the winless Detroit Lions. Now, a few weeks ago, both of these teams were 0-3, but it's the Bears that have won two in a row while the Lions are still searching for their first victory of the season. Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford found himself benched last week at home after a terrible performance, and I don't see him putting two bad games together like that, especially after he got benched and people were beginning to question his ability as a starter in the National Football League. For Stafford, it's simple. Get the football to wide receivers Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate and get out of their way. You look at this Lions defense, somebody has to step up and make a play, especially when you have a quarterback going for the Bears by the name of Jay Cutler, who has been known to turn the football over a time or two. But Jay Cutler is not trying to do it all by himself right now. He's relying on his all-purpose running back in Matt Forte, who can block, run the football, and he's also a dynamic pass catcher coming out of the backfield. This is going to be a very tight game, but I'm going to take Detroit at home in this one by the score of 24-20. Now, the undefeated Denver Broncos travel to Cleveland to take on the 2-3 Browns, and it has not been pretty at times for the Broncos, but they keep on winning. You look at Peyton Manning, their quarterback, he's not the Peyton Manning that we once knew. Of course, he does not have that zip on his passes right now, but Manning is going to try to sit back there and rely on his running game and his defense. And speaking of that Broncos defense, I look for them, led by outside linebacker Von Miller, to put a ton of pressure on Browns quarterback Josh McCown. He is not going to pass the football up and down the field like he did last week against the Baltimore Ravens. Thus, I'm going to take Denver on the road in this one by the score of 27-17. Now, down in Jacksonville, the 1-4 Jacksonville Jaguars will host the 1-4 Houston Texans. So basically, this is the battle for last place in the AFC South. Now, coming into the season, the Texans had playoff aspirations, but the problem is they have too many questions at the quarterback position. Right now, head coach Bill O'Brien appears to be rolling with Brian Hoyer in this game, and if you're Brian Hoyer, get the football to Duke Hopkins at wide receiver and get the football to running back Arian Foster and rely on this defense. But at the same time, this Texans defense, led by J.J. Watt, has to get more physical, and they have to get more nasty at the point of attack. And I want to see them try to do that this week to the youngster at quarterback for Jacksonville in Blake Bortles. But this Jacksonville team under Gus Bradley, they don't quit. I know they're 1-4. I know the wins have been few and far between, but they always seem to go out there and put up a fight. Putting up a fight is not going to be good enough in this game, as I see Houston squeaking by the score of 20-19. Now, the 1-3 Miami Dolphins will be in Nashville to take on the 1-3 Tennessee Titans. The Dolphins are coming off of their bye week, and at the same time, they are debuting a new interim head coach and former tight ends coach Dan Campbell. Of course, Joe Philbin was fired after the very slow start by Miami this season, and Dan Campbell is looking to light a fire under this team. During the Dolphins' bye week, they even ran through Oklahoma drills. They put on the pads, and they were going out there, and they were getting physical. I'm not saying that Miami is going to turn things around under Dan Campbell, but at least in the first game, you are going to see a much more spirited effort from this Dolphins club. Defensively, the Dolphins have the talent on that defensive line led by Ndamukong Suh, Olivier Vernon, and Cameron Wake, and they will need to put some pressure on Titans rookie quarterback Marcus Mariota and force him into making some mistakes. It won't be pretty at times for Miami, but they will get their second win of the season this Sunday, and I'm taking the Dolphins on the road by the score of 23-16. Now, these two clubs met in the postseason last year, and I'm talking about the Carolina Panthers and the Seattle Seahawks. Carolina comes into this game undefeated with a record of 4-0. They're coming off of a bye, and they will be traveling to take on the Seattle Seahawks, who are 2-3. Seattle is winless on the road, but they've been undefeated at home at CenturyLink Field this season. Marshawn Lynch is expected to be back at running back for Seattle in this game, which will add something to their offense. But I keep saying it week in and week out. Seattle has to find a way to incorporate tight end Jimmy Graham into what he can do. Because, I mean, again, they're trying to line this guy up as a blocking tight end. That's not his forte. Seattle has to find a way to get Graham to football, especially in a game like this against a very tough Carolina defense. You look at that Seahawks secondary, and now that Cam Chancellor is back, they are playing with much more confidence. I see their front line trying to put pressure on Panthers quarterback Cam Newton, but Cam Newton is a big physical quarterback that can take those hits. So this is going to be a classic chess match in this one, as field position and ball security will be a premium in this one. A tight affair like it typically is when Carolina and Seattle get together. And I'm going to take Seattle at home in this one by the score of 23-20. Now, the undefeated Green Bay Packers will host the 2-3 San Diego Chargers. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers did not have his best game at home last week, as he proved that he was human by throwing two interceptions. But you look at that game, and the St. Louis Rams have a very fierce defense. San Diego Chargers defense is good, but it's not St. Louis Rams good. And I think Aaron Rodgers will have his opportunities in this game. You look at San Diego at the same time with Phillip Rivers as their quarterback. He will scramble around down or back in that pocket. It won't look pretty at times, but he will continuously find a way to get the football to his wide receivers and Malcolm Floyd and, of course, tight end Antonio Gates. This one's going to be tight for the first half, but I see Green Bay pulling away in the second half, and I'm going to take the Packers at home by the score of 31-20. Now, a few years ago, this was a Super Bowl matchup. It's not the case in 2015, as the 1-4 Baltimore Ravens traveled to Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara to take on the 1-4 San Francisco 49ers. The 2015 NFL season is not going the way that either one of these clubs wants it to go, and each squad is very desperate for a win here in week number 6. For Baltimore, it's plain and simple. Defensively, they have been unable to stop people. And you look at the Niners quarterback and Colin Kaepernick, he appeared to show signs of life last week against the New York Giants. And if you're a 49er fan, you're hopeful that he can keep that going here in week number 6. Now, this Niners defense, they can put pressure on the opposition. And right now for Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco, he does not have a lot of talent around him due to the injuries. But you look at San Francisco, and I see two players in this game that want to go out there and make a statement. And I'm talking about wide receivers Anquan Boldin and Torrey Smith. Both helped the Ravens win a Super Bowl a few years ago, and both were shown the door in free agency. And typically, when guys don't feel the love from their former team, they want to go out there and show that squad what they are missing. Thus, I think those are going to be the X factors in this game, and I'm going to take San Francisco at home in this one by the score of 27-24. Now, on Sunday night, it's the 4-0 New England Patriots traveling to Indianapolis to take on the 3-2 Colts. Both of these teams met in last year's AFC Championship game. There's a long, storied history between these two clubs, and another chapter was added to it this offseason when it was reported that the Colts were the ones that let the NFL league office know about the potential Patriots deflation of footballs during last year's AFC Championship game. There's no love lost between these teams, and you look at Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, he's out on a vengeance tour this year. Andrew Luck more than likely will start this game at quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, but right now this Patriots defense is beginning to gel, and that's going to spell trouble not only for the Colts, but the rest of the National Football League as we head into the months of November and December. Thus, I'm going to take New England on the road in this one by the score of 34-17. And finally, on Monday night, a battle for first place in the NFC East as the 3-2 New York Football Giants make the short trek down I-95 to take on the 2-3 Philadelphia Eagles. Now, you look at both of these clubs, they looked up to the Dallas Cowboys winning this division last year, and this is an opportunity for both of them to get a leg up, so to speak, on the Cowboys with all of their injuries, plus due to the fact that the Cowboys are in the midst of their bye week. Now, Giants quarterback Eli Manning really put this team on his back last week, and he may have to do it again this week. There's a possibility that Odell Beckham Jr. will not play in this game at wide receiver for the Giants due to a hamstring problem. But if there's one thing about Eli Manning, he just simply finds a way to go out there and get his receivers the football. And where the Giants are lacking depth at receiver right now, they're making up for it with running back Shane Vereen coming out of the backfield, who is a tremendous pass catcher. It's not pretty, but the Giants' defense has been able to just keep it together with spit and glue. And if John Beeson, their middle linebacker, is able to go this week, that will make things that much easier for them as they look to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. What the Giants have to do in this game is run the football with Farin and Andre Williams. And the reason why I say that is because the Eagles' defense has a history under head coach Chip Kelly of being on the football field too long. You go back a few weeks ago in their loss to the Washington Redskins, and Philly's defense was on the football field for over 40 minutes. That is too long for a football team. Defensively, the Giants have to find a way to put some pressure on Eagles quarterback Sam Bradford while taking away their running game. Philly's offense feels good as they were able to click last week in their victory at home against the New Orleans Saints, and they want to keep some of that momentum going here in a big divisional matchup. But I'm going to take New York on the road in a tight one, like it typically is between these two clubs, 27-24. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 6 in the National Football League, and I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 6 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.